Namaskar and welcome to our Ren Yoga podcast series. Here's a story that might be of interest to all. Long ago, there was a great woman named Madalasa. And she was a very strong spiritual aspirant, very dedicated to her practices and very keen in advancing along the path of spirituality. And the king of Kashi, which is the old name of the city of Varanasi in India, he took great interest in her and proposed to marry her. Now, Madalasa was a wise woman, and she knew the king's habits, but she thought that there might be some good in it. So she thought and made the following proposal. "Oh, dear king, I shall accept your proposal of marriage under one condition, that I am the sole caretaker and educator of our children. And the moment that you intervene in my upbringing and raising of our children is the day that our marriage is annulled." The king heard her request and condition and accepted, and the marriage was set and indeed made, and they moved into the kingdom together. It was not long before the royal couple had their first child. His name was Vikrant, a young son. And as per the condition, the queen, the mother, Madalasa, began raising that child. And she used to cradle the child in her arms and say, "Oh, dear child, you are such a spiritual being, blemishless and pure in all respects. Always keep your mind on the eternal and never get caught up in the passing show of all the glitz and glamour of mundane life. Always strive to be great and pure and achieve that spiritual attainment." And in this way, she used to sing and cradle and cuddle the child all day. And sure enough, it wasn't long before Vikrant renounced his throne, because the king was going to bestow it upon him, and went off into the forest and became a sannyasi, a spiritual renunciate. And the second son came along, was born as well. And the mother raised her in the same way. She used the same lullaby. She said, "Oh, dear child, you are a supreme blemishless soul. May you rise up in this world and become great by your spiritual actions and always endeavor to become one with the Supreme, never getting caught up in the passing show and mundane allurements of this world." And this son also became spiritually inclined and went off into the mountains and became a great rishi, a great seer. And the king was becoming a little bit miffed that his first two sons had left. And sure enough, the third son was born. His name was Alark. And the mother was not so keen on that name because it meant mad dog, and she thought the name should have been more spiritual, but she at least allowed for the naming of the child. And she began reciting her lullaby, "Oh, dear child, oh, spiritual being, oh, blemishless soul, your future is bright. You will breathe and take the ideation of the great stars and become one with the Supreme. Just continue on." And the king heard this lullaby midway through, and he thought, "This is enough. I can't tolerate this anymore." And he took the child. He took control of Alark. And the queen looked at him and said, "You know what our agreement was all these years, that the moment you go against our condition that I raise a child is the day that our marriage is annulled." And with that, she broke off her relations with the king and packed up to leave. But just before leaving the kingdom, she said, "Oh, dear king, this is one ring which must be given to our son, Alark. And just tell him that when he grows older in life and encounters difficulty, he should just open the ring and he'll find the guidance he needs." And with that, Madalasa left. At this point, the king of Kashi had become quite degraded, involved in gambling and all sorts of the usual vices that might befall a king who had had so much wealth. And he passed on all those sinful dealings and vices to his son Alaric, the third son. As the king grew old, he eventually passed and left his kingdom to Vikrant, to the third son, Alaric. Now, at that point, the oldest son, Vikrant, had heard that his father had passed, and he knew that actually the kingdom had been first bestowed to him. And he also heard this, that Alaric, his younger brother, was running the kingdom into the ground. Instead of caring for the welfare of the people and managing the institutions, Alaric was only involved in his various entertainments, and the people were suffering and the kingdom was crumbling. So Vikrant, the oldest son, he thought he should rectify the situation, not out of his own greed, but out of his spiritual wisdom. And he thought, let me request the local king of Koshal to intervene. Because the king of Koshal was very moral, a great spiritualist and moralist, and was always ran his kingdom in a just and fair manner, watching for the welfare of the people. So he requested the king of Koshal to attack Alaric's kingdom. Now, Vikrant's thought was that this would just be a lesson to Alaric, and Alaric would then rule the kingdom in a fair way. But here's what happened. The king of Koshal made an advance and started to attack the kingdom. In his fear and worry, Alaric left and ran for his life and left. And no one fought in response to the king of Koshal. Rather, they were quite happy that he was going to come and take over the kingdom because he was a just and fair-minded man. And that's exactly what happened. The king of Koshal took over the kingdom. He was doing this as a favor to the oldest son, Vikrant. And so now we have the situation where the king of Koshal was now ruling over both his kingdom of Koshal and Kashi. And Vikrant was up in the Himalayas thinking that Alaric was probably ruling the kingdom. And Alaric had run off into the wilds and the forest. And he thought that his older brother, Vikrant, had probably come to rule the kingdom. Anyway, Alaric found himself down and out. He thought that he had no future in the world. And he stood on the edge of the cliff and he thought, I should just end it now. But then he realized the ring that his mother had given him. And he thought, this is the time. My mother was a righteous and pious woman. I should at least open the ring and see what she has to say. So he opened the ring and he found a message with two options. The message said, oh dear child, if you ever find yourself in a time of trouble and feel that all hope is lost, then follow these two guidelines. Number one, harbor no desire. But if you harbor any desire, let that desire be for spiritual greatness and supreme liberation. And Lark read that and he thought, oh, this is too much for me. I cannot follow this. I'm so depraved. This is too much. And he thought, what's the second message? And the second message said, oh dear child, if you're going to keep company with the virtuous. They'll be able to lead you in the right direction. And Alaric thought for a moment. He said, that I can do. I can do that. And he knew that there was a local rishi in the forest known as Astavakra. And he went to that rishi's front door and knocked and begged entry and said, oh, great rishi, great seer, great sage, please guide me in this world, for I've lost my way. And the rishi, or sage Astavakra, was taken with the young man's sincerity. And he brought him under his shelter. And it was there that Alaric learned all the teachings of sadhana and meditation and morality and great things and pranayama. And he became a great spiritual man. And after some time, he thought that he should go back to the kingdom of Kashi and see how Vikrant, his older brother, was ruling. And at the same time, Vikrant had thought, oh, so many years have passed. I should go back to the kingdom of Kashi and see how my younger brother is ruling. And on that fateful day, they both embarked back to the kingdom of Kashi, and they were surprised to see that they met along the way and that neither of them had been ruling the kingdom. And they met and took a deep embrace and realized and had great appreciation for one another. And they thought, okay, let us at least pay our respects to the king of Koshal, who's been ruling our kingdom in such a just and fair-minded way. So they went and paid their greetings. And the king was very happy to receive them both. He said, oh, it's so good you two brothers have come. Now you can unburden me from having to rule your kingdom, and you can take it over yourselves, and I'll just rule my own kingdom. That will make my life much simpler. And the brothers smiled and said, you know, we've been enjoying our ashram life so much, and you've been doing such a good job in this worldly endeavor of ruling the kingdom. We kindly request you to maintain rule of the kingdom, and we'll go back to our respective abodes. And indeed, that's what happened. And that's the end of the story. But the person who initially told the story said, okay, so the story's concluded, but who's the great person in this story? Is it Vikrant, the first son, the elder son, who led a life of righteousness from the very beginning? Is it the king of Koshal, who took over the kingdom of Kashi out of his responsibility and service to the society, and he ruled with a fair and even hand? Or is the great person Alaric, the debauched king who destroyed his kingdom and then sought refuge at the feet of one sage and became a great man? And the answer is that the best example and best value in the hero of the story is actually Alaric, the one who became so degraded, but rose up and became a bright light in the story of humanity. And the reason is because each and every human being comes into this world and we make errors. We commit difficult, make bad, poor decisions and suffer the results. And this is human life, that moving from the path of imperfection to perfection. And we should always never lose sight of the fact that there's always scope for rectification, to become great, to overcome our misgivings and poor decisions and bad habits and become something really great. And that's the yogic way, that we're moving along the path from human imperfection to spiritual perfection. And when people see that example and realize it, then it inspires them that, yes, I too can become a bright light in this world. And that's the whole story. Namaskar.
This podcast has been presented by Renaissance Yoga, www.renyoga.com. Namaskar.